النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. He was the divinely appointed trustee. He was the divinely appointed rightful successor, and he was the divinely appointed Khalifatullah for the Muslims. We find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the only representative at the forefront of the opposition to the rule of the corrupt Abbasid caliphs. He was one of the prominent leaders of the Muslim Ummah who struggled against tyranny and oppression. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam took a brave and unwavering position against the tyrannical kings of his age. He did not associate with any of them. Rather, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam preferred to stay away from these tyrannical kings. And therefore, these kings held grudges and an enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they inflicted him with severity and violence, ultimately leading to the martyrdom of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam. His Eminence, of course, was the 10th divinely appointed Imam. May Allah bless him, and may Allah bless his esteemed, honorable, immaculate, and infallible forefathers. Now, there's a place where one of the companions of Imam Hadi, alayhi salam, he asked for a piece of advice regarding good manners. He said, you know, I want to be able to increase my good manners. I want to have better manners. I want to develop myself further, of course, on this path of Islam for the sake of the Almighty Allah. So Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he replied in the words of his forefathers and in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Imam al-Hadi replied to the companion and he said that it suffices for you to have good manners by giving up what you hate of others. Now, this is very beautiful in the sense where Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he's saying that if you want to have good manners, you want to have good ethics, you know, you want to have good behavior, good akhlaq, as it is said in the Arabic and the Farsi, if you want to have good ethical and moral behaviors, then one of the things that can help you or will suffice, for example, is to give up doing what you hate seeing in others. Now, first and foremost, this doesn't mean that you should go and start searching and looking for things that you hate in other people. That is surely not the point of this piece of advice in order to increase our good morals and behaviors. What is being said is sometimes naturally you will find certain negative qualities in other people that they're so manifest and they're so out there that you don't have to do any searching. This is clearly in front of your face. You know, so for example, you clearly can see that one individual has a problem with lying, or you can clearly see without, you know, delving into their private lives, that one individual has a problem with arrogance, or another person clearly has a problem with backbiting or gossiping. Whenever you seem to see them, all they're doing is talking bad about other people. Now, these things that are manifestly and openly out there that you see and you hate, meaning you hate in the sense where these are characteristics and these are behaviors which are un-Islamic. That is what you dislike about it. They're un-Islamic. And if they're un-Islamic behaviors, they're behaviors contrary to the teachings of Islam, then these are behaviors which are in opposition to what the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and wants for us. So clearly you would dislike and hate such a thing. Now, when you see that this, you have this distaste for another person based upon, you know, divine values, that they're lying or they're backbiting, you know, or they're cheating, or etc., they're stealing money. Now, that which you dislike in them is what you should give up in yourself. What a beautiful and profound thing. You see that that other individual is lying, you stop lying. And of course, you try to help them as well, but we're talking about you trying to improve your own morals and behaviors at this point. We're not talking about, you know, helping other people at this point, even though that is necessary. So you see them lying? Don't lie yourself. You see them stealing money? Don't steal yourself. You see them backbiting and gossiping and lying? Don't do these things yourself. You see that they're arrogant? Be humble. And in such a manner, this will suffice for you to be able to level up and strengthen and really, you know, take your good ethical and moral behaviors towards a
ultimate zenith and summit, insha'Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi, alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.